Today, I want to speak on the subject of comfort. I'm going to begin the lesson with two verses. John chapter 14 and verse 18, and in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13. In John chapter 14, Jesus told his disciples, "I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you." Can you imagine having no one to comfort you, to be comfortless? Job was in such a condition at one time when he was going through a great affliction. He had no one to comfort him. Three of his friends decided that they would go comfort Job. You know the story of Job's three comforters. But when I read that story, I discovered that the best comfort they gave Job was the 7 days when they sat and said nothing. Job needed a comforter. He needed someone to say to him, "Job, we're with you. We've got your back. We are here no matter how bad it gets." Job soon discovered that God was the only one that he could depend on. And friend, during these times of affliction, during these perilous days in which we're living, only God can bring the comfort that we need. The president can't comfort our hearts, and those that work in the medical field cannot bring comfort. It appears sometimes that they do not have the answer to our problems. But God will comfort us. Listen to Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 13. God said to his people, "As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you." These words of Isaiah was written to God's chosen people in the midst of their exile, their trials, carrying their heavy burdens. He said, "I will comfort you. You will be comforted as your mother comforted you." God's people were in exile. Cyrus had come into power. His rule was extending from nation to nation. In this ruler, the prophet saw the hand of God reaching to deliver the children of Israel. Therefore, he sang a song of joy. "Rejoice, be glad, rejoice for joy, be delighted, for thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace like a river, blessings upon blessings, encouragement on top of encouragement." And then when he got down to verse 13, he says, "As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you." This was a divinely directed effort to bring peace and hope to the hearts of the faithful people of God in the midst of trying times. As a teacher, God had put his people in a school of adversity. And as a father, he had chastised them for their failures. And now, as a mother, he comforts them. God is like a mother. He helps his children. He cares for them. He loves them tenderly. In a family context, the Holy Scriptures gives us three distinct pictures of God. Hosea portrayed God as a husband with forgiveness and patience, the husband who loved fickle Israel. The second concept is the one best known to most of us: God as the Father. We see him in this role all through the Bible. Jesus emphasized this fact in the New Testament. He shows us that our Heavenly Father is the living God who hears and answers prayers, who is loving and kind and personal, one who gives good things and the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. The third picture is that of God as a comforting mother. Micah declared that in his prophecy that God is a breaker. Moses proclaimed in Deuteronomy that God is a rock. God is a king. But here, the proclamation of Isaiah, He is the one who comforts as a mother. Jesus promised, I will not leave you comfortless. This word, comfortless, is only used one time in the Bible. And Jesus Himself used this word. And then Jesus said, I will send you another comforter. The one who comes after me will comfort you. He will care for you, love you, watch over you, guide and teach you. The comforter is like a mother watching over her children. She watches faithfully. She is quick to hear any cry of distress and ready to run to the rescue when any danger is threatened. Sometimes a mother will take a look at her children before retiring. That is like God, except God never retires. He is a wall of fire about us and a glory in our midst. He lovingly watches over His own. As a mother comforts is a phrase we fully understand. It has been a blessed part of our experience throughout our life. In God's eyes, we are children. He sees us when we stumble and falter. In times of difficulty, we may feel that we are forsaken by all men. But God declares His love. He deeply desires to meet our need. He stands ready to comfort us. He reaches out to bless us. The Bible often speaks of God's hand. It is not a hard hand, not a cold hand, or a cruel hand. It's not the hand of the enemy. It is a gentle, loving, healing, saving hand, like a mother's comforting hand. Your mother may be gone home to a better country, but God's hand is still here. It's still soothing. You need never hesitate to call Him for comfort. Jesus told His listeners, Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The words that He spoke to the woman with the issue of blood was words of comfort. He said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith hath made you whole. And when the blind man was sitting by the road, calling out to the Son of David to heal him, Jesus said, Bring him to me. The people went to the blind man and says, Be of good comfort. He calls you. Be of good comfort, my friend. God is calling you.